A study released this week highlights how 6 million Americans are living with drinking water that's laced with toxic chemicals. Coupled with that report, another study that shows how those chemicals suppress the immune system, especially among children. The Harvard Chan School of Public Health released research that delved into thousands of drinking water samples from across the nation. Researchers looked for certain chemicals called perfluorinated compounds, which are linked to cancer and other health problems. We've been using these chemicals for decades in food wrappers, clothing, and on nonstick pots and pans. Researchers like Laurel Shader noted where concentrations were highest and what possible sources of contamination exist.
We found that water supplies that were close to an industrial production facility, water supplies that were close to a military fire training area, airports certified to use these firefighting foams that contain perfluorinated chemicals, and wastewater treatment plants, they were all more likely to have detectable levels of perfluorinated chemicals.
Contaminated water supplies exist all across the country, California to Florida to New York. Chemicals were also detectable in Kentucky, as well as in Ohio and West Virginia, where a decade ago, one of the first known areas of contamination was discovered. In 2005, it came to light that the chemical company DuPont contaminated water sources in the Ohio Valley with a perfluorinated chemical called PFOA, or C8. A lawsuit established a broad medical study of affected residents, which Shader says paved the way for further science.
A lot of what we know about the human health effects of PFOA come from the Ohio River Valley and the what's called the C8, which is another name for PFOA, the C8 study, where over 30,000 community members were involved in a health study. And the results of that showed that there were 6 health effects that were probably linked to their PFOA exposure.
Kidney and testicular cancer, pregnancy-induced hypertension, and thyroid disease are some of the maladies that were linked to the exposure of PFOA. The second Harvard study released today builds on that and on a growing body of health research. The study was led by Philippe Grandjean, who has become one of the foremost experts on health effects of these chemicals. His study looks at long-term effects of perfluorinated chemicals on the immune system of exposed children. He explains it takes years to pass the chemicals out of your system.
They stay in the body for a very, very long time. And therefore, it's, of course, also plausible. Well, if they harm the immune system today, they probably also will, you know, several years down the road. And that's exactly what we found.
7 years ago, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency issued a health advisory for anyone with short-term exposure to PFOA. Then in May, a long-term health advisory was announced. Towns across the country in states like Vermont, Alabama, Michigan, and West Virginia are all adjusting water systems now to meet the new suggested threshold. Grandjean says the EPA's advisory is a step in the right direction, but more action is required.
New water limits, they will essentially maintain status quo if worse comes to worse, actually increase levels that are typical for Americans. I mean, if you drink a lot of that water that is permissible, many Americans are actually likely to substantially increase their body burden of these compounds.
I get it.
In Vienna, West Virginia, residents like Dr. Paul Brooks have been living for decades with C8 levels in their drinking water above EPA's long-term exposure health advisory. When EPA announced the advisory this summer, construction began soon after to add filters to the water system. Brooks still doesn't trust the water or the EPA's advisory.
With the science that keeps coming out, it keeps showing it needs to be a lot lower.
Dr. Brooks is a physician who helped to set up the original C8 study in the area, drawing samples and taking health surveys from thousands of Ohio Valley residents.
And with as much saturation as we have here in the environment, engineers have already estimated it's going to take 200 years of filtration to get it out of the water.
Brooks says health effects have been documented from levels lower than the EPA's recommended standards. And for those with regular chronic exposure, he worries about bioaccumulating the chemical. He uses an activated carbon filter in his home, which does filter out PFOA. Brooks says every drop of water in the region needs to be filtered. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.